You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Danielle. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Pardon me?
Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. Actually, my husband is, the truck, stopped. I think he thinks, like, the alternator is out, so he needs, like, a tow truck.
Okay. May I have your first name, please?
Marie.
All right, last name?
J-U-N-G.
J-U-N-G. All right, just in case we get disconnected, may I have a good callback number for you?
224-245-9946.
All right, would you like to receive mobile text updates with the provider's information?
Pardon me? Sorry.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the provider's information?
Yes, please.
All right, sorry. Message and data rates may apply. May I have your policy number, please?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on one second. And I was just looking at it. Okay. So the policy number is ACIL 109754.
All right, one moment. You said A as in apple, C as in cat, I as in igloo, L as in Larry, 109754.
Yeah, 109754.
Do you see anything that says member ID?
No, not on the insurance card.
Okay, what about the VIN number for the vehicle?
I don't have the VIN number because, I'm not driving my husband is driving the car right now. Like, his car is broken. It's the Ford.
I wasn't able to locate the policy with the, number that you gave me.
Can you look through for my phone number then?
Yeah, just put in your phone number 224-245-9946.
46, yeah.
Yeah, nothing popped up with that information either.
ACIL 109754.
No, ma'am, nothing has popped up with that information.
I just, okay, so can I give you, like, one of the VIN number that I have for another car that I'm driving?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay, it's 1C as in Chase, 6R as in Road, D as in David, H as in Hay, D as in David, G as in Girl, 5, F as in Frank, C as in Cake, 826939.
826939?
Yeah.
All right, let's try that. nothing popped up with that VIN number either.
Well, then what does that mean?
Well, since I can't locate your policy, if we continue with the call today, it'll be an out-of-pocket expense, and you would just submit those charges, those for reimbursement consideration with your insurance provider.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't understand why you cannot find it. Like, find the policy number. I don't understand.
Yeah, I put it in ACIL 109794. Nothing's popping up
No,
with
it's
that.
5-4. 5-4.
Yeah, 109754.
Oh, 109754.
Yeah,
109754.
yes, that's what I have.
Okay. Okay. Then I don't know. I have no idea what. What the hell is going on then?
Do you have insurance with
Okay.
ClearCover?
For with Founders.
Oh, okay.
So I'm calling the wrong number.
No, ma'am. Just give me one moment. Have you used roadside assistance before?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's your zip code? Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello.
Yes, what is your zip code?
It's 60181.
Okay, one second. Do you have the effective date of your policy?
I just got it like renewed. So this is effective 3/17/22.
Okay. And do you see anything that says the producer code?
I have the company code.
Okay.
14249.
14249. And what about a plan letter?
What do you mean?
Should be the word plan, and then it should be followed by two letters.
I don't see anything like that. Don't see anything like that.
Okay, yeah, like I said, we've tried to locate the policy information that we were unable to find it. So, like I said, in order to continue with the call today, it will be an out-of-pocket expense for you, and you just submit that for reimbursement consideration.
Okay. Am I like missing something? Because like, how come I don't have anything that you're asking for then?
I'm
I don't
sorry.
understand. Like, did I call the right number?
I mean, you may want to just call your insurance company and verify that you do indeed have roadside assistance coverage.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.